This goes to Jamie Walders, Zach. It's W-A-L-D, like David, E-R-Z, like zebra, A-K, P-A-C, fax 989-539-7747, regarding Sheila Hemstreet, H-E-M, like Mary, S-T-R-E-E-T. Date of birth is 3/30 of 1955. Dear Miss Walderzak, this is a follow-up visit for Sheila with left-sided nephrectomy for renal carcinoma in 2007 and hypertension, which occurred in 2020, secondary to Graves' disease. And she's also had recent high blood pressure readings at home for the last 3 to 4 weeks, 140 to 150 over 90. And she's really not sure why that is. Her last TSH level was done August 2nd of 2022. It was 0.852, and that's the normal range she has been running in since that Graves' disease was diagnosed. She did have fine needle aspiration of 2 nodules on her thyroid in August of this year, and both nodules were benign. But yes, the hypertension has been happening for about 3 to 4 weeks, she says. And she has no symptoms associated with that, no headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, and no cloudiness or blood in the urine. She usually has some swelling of her lower extremities in the summer, or if she's sitting for a long period of time without elevating her legs. But she's had none recently. And she does follow a strict low-salt diet. Medications, she takes lisinopril, maximum dose, 40 milligram daily. Tapazole is 5 milligram daily, adjusted by her endocrinologist. Crestor, 10 milligram daily, Fosamax, 70 milligram weekly, amlodipine, 5 milligram daily, vitamin D3 is 800 units daily. And she has gained 15 pounds over the last year also. Physical exam, weight, 192 pounds, pulse is 70, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff, 144 over 84 today in the office. Last year when she was seen September 11th, it was 144 over 80, but lower at home. Lungs are clear, heart is regular, neck is supple, no jugular venous distension. She might have a trace of pretibial edema bilaterally, but it's very small. And labs, most recent lab studies were done 11/22 of 24. Creatinine is 1.02, albumin is 4.3, calcium 10.1, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus 3.8, intact parathyroid hormone is 58.2, hemoglobin 15.0 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, left nephrectomy for renal cancer in 2007 without recurrence and stable. And preserved renal function. 2, history of Graves' disease. And 3, hypertension recently within the last 3 to 4 weeks. We like the lisinopril 40 milligram daily. I don't want to increase the amlodipine because higher doses of that will probably cause much more pedal and pretibial edema. Instead, we're going to add a low dose of hydrochlorothiazide to the other two medications, 12.5 milligram once daily in the morning. That should help her in the summer also to treat any edema that might be associated with amlodipine. And also it's usually very, very good to control blood pressure. So we will start her on the 12.5 milligram once a day of hydrochlorothiazide. She's going to check blood pressures at home weekly for us and call us with results next week. And we will continue to check labs every 6 to 12 months. Her thyroid specialist, endocrinologist, will follow the TSH levels and manage her T3 tapazole as needed, and we will have a follow-up visit with this patient in 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.